Biniqua Jain, Director for Monitoring and Evaluation in Upper Nile State's Ministry of Health, says an awareness campaign last week in Malakal found new HIV/AIDS cases.
We have 0.8 prevalence of HIV, including the new infant and also the adult, and also we have the one for the less number for ART. So actually the leading count is now is Malakal headquarters, followed by Mamban, followed by Rang. My department has a lot of challenges.
The Upper Nile State's Ministry of Health says Malakal has recorded the highest number of HIV cases in the state this year compared with last year. According to the data from the Upper Nile State's Ministry of Health, 37 male and 31 female 2-month-old babies were exposed to the virus in Malakal and were on cotrimoxazole, a drug that treats certain bacterial infections such as pneumonia, bronchitis, and infections of the urinary tract, ears, and intestines. He says state-wise, 38 male and 80 female infants were found to be exposed to HIV. Kwajen says condom use is still a challenge in Malakal because of ignorance.
For the issue of the condom, I think we are lacking because the condom that they are distributed within the Malakal, there are 190. It's not 190 characters. Those small box. The whole is said they are not using condom.
Joseph Obonyo, director of the HIV/AIDS Commission in Upper Nile State, says the commission carried out an education campaign in Malakal Town and displaced persons camps last week after securing funding from the World Food Program. He says remote counties of the state are still waiting for HIV awareness programs.
We can't do anything as the government because mostly we rely on the partners. And partners, you know, sometimes getting the fund from them for their kind of activities, I think, become very hard at this particular time. So we just confine ourselves here within Malakal.
Galwag Red, a resident of Malakal, says young men and women are at risk of HIV infection.
It can spoil the future of youth because young youth are affected. Youth are the backbone of the country. They are the leader of tomorrow. When they are affected, which means the future of the country is affected.
UNAIDS says the major challenges of HIV prevention in South Sudan are poverty, insecurity, lack of awareness, stigma and discrimination, displacement and disruption of health system. For VOA News, I am Amir Abraham Kwod, reporting from Upper Nile State's capital, Malakal.